I can begin. Can you hear me? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Larkin, Texas with you on this Saturday, January 7th, 2012, for the next hour. Republic Broadcasting exists to bring forth real news and information you'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American. Concerned about the same things you're concerned about, the separating of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you, too, are as reliable a news medium in what's left of America, without a doubt. And besides all else, you turn into RBN because you can handle the truth. Now, our call-in number today is 800-313-9443. Your calls are an important part of what makes this network unique. Since RBN is talk radio, entirely supported by producers of first-quality products, and you are a one-of-a-kind listener. So check out that website, folks. RepublicBroadcasting.org is well worth your visit. If you're from my neck of the woods and you've tuned to 1140 on your AM dial, that's KHFX out of Cleburne in north central Texas and points beyond, we'd especially like to hear from you. Also, ladies and gentlemen, find us on Facebook as Republic Broadcasting and on Twitter styled RBN Live. For detailed program notes of this broadcast, or any of those previous, refer to the internet address larkintexas.blogspot.com and find the weblog Just in America. We'll return following these messages.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can.
Now, today's program notes, you can find them, larkintexas.blogspot.com, are entitled Tabula Rasa. But as I've made mention before, when I think of words, I think of seeds. When I think of seeds, I think of songs. When all else fails me, I trust my gut. We live through the days of our lives in words, in songs, and through our deeds. But first, this term tabula rasa. It's described as the mind before it receives the impressions gained from experience. To John Locke, tabula rasa is the unformed, featureless mind. And the term itself implies a need or an opportunity to start from the beginning. It comes from the Latin word for tablet, tabula, and the Latin word resa, which means erased. So a tabula rasa is a blank slate or an erased tablet. For landscapers and architects, it is an obliteration of history and collective memory. To philosophers and scholastics, academicians like Aquinas, for instance, it indicates the state of mind in which no sensation has been impressed. It is frequently used to describe the similar contention of Locke that there are no innate ideas. See also in law, nil intellectu nisi prius in sensu. In epistemology, it's the theory that individuals are born without built-in mental content, and that their knowledge comes from experience and perception. Generally, proponents of the tabula rasa thesis favor the nurture side of the nature versus nurture debate when it comes to aspects of one's personality, social and emotional behavior, and intelligence. So why is this word appropriate for today? Well, given that many of us are resolved to making resolutions for the new year, I typically am not, I thought it might be useful to simply bring this term into the public discourse, because I think when it comes to words, we understand that they bedevil many of us, and they are the source of much of our consternation. As I said, we live through our days through words, through songs. They translate into our deeds or our actions. A few more words, and we'll get on with today's subject matter. One is an idiom called a dead letter. From about 1700, it was an unclaimed or undelivered letter that was eventually destroyed or returned to the sender, as in, she moved without leaving a forwarding address, so her mail ended up in the dead letter office. From the second half of the 1600s, a dead letter referred to a statute or a directive that is still valid, but in practice is not enforced. For example, the blue laws here are a dead letter. All the stores open on Sundays and holidays anyway. The same might be said of the United States Constitution. Dead letter, perhaps. Then there's a word, etiology. It's the study of causation or origination. It's a word derived from the Greek, meaning giving a reason for. Etiology is most commonly used in medical and philosophical legal theories, where it is used to refer to the study of why things occur, or even the reasons behind the way that things act. And it's used in philosophy, physics, psychology, government, medicine, theology, and biology in reference to the causes of various phenomena. An etiological myth is a myth intended to explain a name or create a mythic history for a place or family. So then there's another idiom called noblesse oblige. It refers to benevolent, honorable behavior considered to be the responsibility of persons of high birth or rank. It comes from the French. Noblesse or nobility. And that English word oblige or to obligate. In France, it is a phrase literally meaning nobility obliges. In the French dictionaries, it is defined thusly. Whoever claims to be noble must conduct himself nobly. Figuratively, one must act in a fashion that conforms to one's position and with the reputation that one has earned. The Oxford English Dictionary says that the term suggests noble ancestry constrains to honorable behavior. Privilege entails to responsibility. Being a noble meant that one had responsibilities to lead, manage, and so on. One was not to simply spend one's time in idle pursuits. Now, 2011 was certainly an eventful year. I know for myself, I lost the last living member of my nuclear family and my only brother on Father's Day, who in turn had lost his only son, my nephew, less than 1 month prior. So Christmas wasn't an especially happy time for me. And as I indicated already, I'm not given to resolutions too often. But I do want to have a positive outlook for the year. And so I want to share something with you, if you'll suffer through it with me. It's a short piece, and it's entitled, Make Your Own Money. Pretty exciting proposition. And I've been thinking about how to make your own money for some time now, without being a counterfeiter, of course. But then I'm always questioning how others perceive words that are different from my own. Some of those words are golden rule, rule of law, state, republic, democracy, which, by the way, is a word I rather loathe, constitution, which version, money, currency. The difference between government and governance. But I want to share with you what I actually believe is quite a distinct possibility. Make your own money. And I'll share this with you following these messages.
gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
So, we have complaints about the money power. And so, what I'd like to do is discuss for a moment with you the money power in us, you and me. Make your own money. There is a treasure buried in your consciousness. If you will dig it up from the debris of superstition and fear that covers it, you will gain a freedom and self-mastery that will lift your life to a higher plane. This is the money power in you. Power to create money with which to purchase wealth, health, and happiness actually lies dormant within you. You have thought of the money power as something remote from you and beyond your grasp. You have dreamed of the good you could and would do if you had money power. You have blamed others for not accomplishing this good. You have blamed them for evil economic and political conditions, for unemployment, for poverty, for crime, for war. It is quite logical to blame these maladies upon the malfunction of the money power. But you have not suspected that the money power resides in you. And because of your failure to exert it, the world is afflicted with miseries. You have the power. You have the responsibility. The power and responsibility to banish poverty, unemployment, insecurity, misery, and war rests entirely with you. You, in cooperation with other intelligent persons, beings, can drive economic and political evils further and further from the area of your life, and ultimately they may be driven from the face of the earth. You can do this by the money power in you, expressed first in your own prosperity and happiness, and radiating it to others. You can do it, and you must do it. There is no power outside of you that can bring these blessings to you. Petitioning the government is like writing to Santa Claus. You need no laws. There is a law, a natural law that governs your money power. You need no government aid, welfare, deal making with the government, grants in aid, grants in funding, filling out applications, begging for aid from bureaucrats. You need only cooperation with and from individuals who, like you, have resolved to exert the money power inherent in us all. This power in each of us needs only the recognition and respect of our fellows to bring forth and exert its blessings. We need not petition Congress, and we need not waste time to denounce bankers, for they can neither help nor hinder our natural right to extend credit to each other. And this is the perfect basis for a money system. Along with the commodity that has been long recognized as of worthy and valuable consideration, as a convenient medium of exchange, I too recognize that it's really hard to beat gold and silver coins. But I suggest that this other money power, this one called credit, which belongs solely to you, in competition and cooperation with others via honorable contract, is something I think many of us have overlooked. Now, many of you listening know that I removed myself from commerce in January of 2006. So this marks the sixth year that I have been removed from what is known as commerce. Quite honestly, I consider that what is called the dollar today is simply an instrument of our enslavement. That's right. It's company script issued by the fine folks who own the company town. And you and me are squatters, or human resources, to their designs and their ends. We'll return in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I was born in Portland Town. I was born in Portland Town. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. I got married in Portland Town. I got married in Portland Town. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I had children, 1, 2, 3. I had children, 1, 2, 3. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Took my children off to war. Took my children off to war. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Killed my children one by one. Killed my children one by one. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. No more children in Portland Town. No more children in Portland Town. Portland Town. I was born in Portland Town. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
That was Marianne Faithfull singing a song written by an American, Durrell Adams. And I lived for a time myself in Portland, but I made the decision to have Matt play that for you today because only last night I learned of Reverend Ted Pike's wife, Elizabeth Allen Pike, having lost her life on December 6th of 2011. And I spent a couple of hours at his website. You'll find a link to today's Tabula Rasa program notes page, larkintexas.blogspot.com. Because, of course, Reverend Pike lives in Portland, as did his wife. And I have many memories of Portland. I see we have Larry in Arkansas on the line. Larry, are you with us?
Mark, I'm here. You know, I'm happy that you can live the life that you like to live, but since all monies, the mother of all monies comes from agriculture and mining, I think that it would be unrealistic that all people could live your lifestyle, because I think it would lead to a elitist, if everyone was in your position and we all started from scratch, that we would end up with an elitist system anyway. It would just be a bunch of rich people and a bunch of poor people.
Well, because it seems like that's the system we have today, isn't it?
It is, but at least we have a chance, issue by issue, to change those things. I'm with you all the way, and I'm with RBM all the way, that there's corruption and manipulation and all those things, but we still have an outside chance of changing things issue by issue if people would wake up to those issues that are corrupt and manipulative. But they have built, the system has built a nice lifestyle for a lot of people in this country that they probably wouldn't have had if we would have all started out, you know, with a, where elitists could have, you know, been very wealthy, and a lot of us would be still toiling the land at best. I mean, I haven't thought it out completely, but I think that just on the merits of where the money actually comes from to begin with, it would be real hard to ever have achieved the lifestyle that a lot of people have in America because of the great numbers of people.
Well, I still say that, I mean, I can't disagree with what you're saying, Larry. However, I'm of a mind that I'm tired of complaining.
I agree with that as well.
I mean, I'm frankly fed up with it.
I understand, and I understand why you opted out, and I'm glad you have the freedom to do that, because there is a lot of corruption and manipulation in the country, and probably always will be.
So the question is, Larry, when do we make the decision to take back the power unto ourselves as individuals?
We just got to get the right people. I suppose everybody's going to have to be suffering so much that they finally just You know, I mean, I don't know the answer to that question, but I mean, I guess it's just not bad enough. I mean, there's just people still got nice houses and nice cars, enough of them that they're just not bothered with the real problems of other people, you know, the few that don't have opportunity, especially since manufacturing has left and everything else. I mean, when the day comes when there's 20% of the people got monies and cars and houses and 80% don't, maybe that's when it's going to happen. I don't know. But right now, it's just not to a point where there's enough people that are suffering that anybody on the Hill or anything is willing to change things.
Well, Larry, tell me this. Are you familiar with the song Arkansas Traveler?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the state song.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not from Arkansas. I just live here now.
That's a classic piece of Americana.
Check
it out sometime. You know, all life is one of competition as well as cooperation. What was discussed on my last live broadcast is this dialectical conflict that we call the right of conquest. And it was suggested that, and this comes from, frankly, James Warburg, the son of Paul Warburg, in an address before Congress, I believe in 1950, where this man said, "We will have world government, whether by conquest or consent." And what I made mention of was that, well, frankly, we have both, don't we? Not only is America the spirit of what it meant to be an American, not only do we seek conquest, but we seek consent. And those two words I have juxtaposed against these words, competition and cooperation. When I was a kid, I used to love poetry because it's something that, generally speaking, had to be enjoyed and appreciated in what we call quietude. In other words, you almost had to be in a quiet place to really get into poems. People who work with their hands, most of my life I was the same. We have to kind of get into a zone. I remember my mentors in life. Talked about how in the production of any object or product, and to truly excel at doing something that you truly wanted to excel at, you had to kind of get into a zone or get into a groove. But follow along with me, Larry. You know I talk too much.
No, you don't. You've got your show. You've got the right to talk. You've got the show.
I wonder if you would hang in there with me.
I just appreciate you taking my call and listening to my thoughts, because not all people would do that.
Well, go listen to that song, Arkansas Traveler, and look at the words sometime, since you live in Arkansas.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that. I've never heard of the song or heard anybody sing it, or if I did, I didn't pay attention, apparently. But anyway, it was just my thoughts, and that's the way I feel about life. And I'm always open, you know, I've got an open mind to listen. But I listen to RBN and Genesis and Jeff Rintz and all of them, so I've got an open mind, but I'm glad you've got what you wanted, and that's what I'm basically calling about. But
well, I don't want you to think that there are not still tensions in my life, because there certainly is. There are tensions in my life just as there is in yours. I can assure you on a daily, moment by moment basis. Another thing I might encourage is take a look at a poem and ask yourself where you fit inside the words of that poem. And the name of that poem is called House by the Side of the Road.
House by the Side of the Road.
Okay. It was written by Sam Walter Foss in 1922. If you look up the song Arkansas Traveler in the encyclopedia, you'll find that the lyrics to that song have changed dramatically.
Yeah. Oh,
over time. And you have to ask yourself, well, how is it that when something is made a state song, that the words were changed via committee in 1947 in Arkansas? And you'll see how words bedevil us, which is why I seek solutions in redefining, reinterpreting, reexamining the nuances of meanings for these important words.
Well, one,
money power.
Funk and Wagnall, they always said that words make worlds. I believe that's true.
Here's one stanza from House by the Side of the Road, Larry. There are hermit souls that live withdrawn in the place of their self-content. There are souls like stars that dwell apart in a fellowless firmament. There are pioneer souls that blaze the paths where highways never ran. But let me live by the side of the road and be a friend to man.
Well, it's wonderful, but a little idealistic. But
well, we're going to explore some solutions, Larry.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Matt, go ahead and play the American version, if you will, for Portland Town. Let's rediscover what it once meant to be an American.
I was born in Portland Town. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. I was married in Portland Town. I was married in Portland Town. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Children I had, one, two, three. Children I had, one, two, three. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Frank, Jimmy, and Johnny made three. Frank, Jimmy, and Johnny made three. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Send my children off to war. Send my children off to war. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Killed my children, one, two, three. Killed my children, one, two, three. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Murdered my children, one, two, three. Murdered my children, one, two, three. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. I won't have no kids no more. I won't have no kids no more. No, I won't. No, I won't. No, I won't.
Adams from Portland Town, Portland, Oregon, an American expat who earned his reputation in Europe. He left America during the time of the Vietnam War, but he was singing of having lost three sons. And of the Korean War, before that. Stay with us, Larry. Let's bring up Leo in Massachusetts. You there, Leo?
Yeah, good to hear you back again.
Well, thank you. Please forgive me. We do have a break. Stay with us one moment, okay, Leo? You too, Larry.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Now the songs have been sung. All the games have been played. This love has won.
Welcome back. And so we wield these words as if swords. I remember the words of Diogenes. The art of being a slave is to rule one's master. I know nothing except the fact of my ignorance. And he has the most who is content with the least. Always looking for an honest man, Diogenes. Like Leo. I know you're an honest man. Please continue.
I try. I heard you mention the Arkansas Traveler, and the only thing I know of the Arkansas Traveler is that little skit goes like this. The preacher comes into town, and he sees the farmer, and he says, "Farmer, have you found Jesus yet?" Which the farmer replies, "Didn't know you dang fools had lost him."
That's wonderful. I remember learning that song, different lyrics, mind you.
It's a song?
Pardon me?
What I quoted was from a song?
Yes, I understand, but bear in mind that the song style, Arkansas Traveler, has gone through many changes over time. And the song I remember was about a squatter with a stubborn jaw. But stay with us, Leo. Larry, you too. Michael in New York, are you there?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Mike.
Yes, I just wanted to state that on a previous caller, just before Leo, yes, there's always going to be poor people, no matter what system you have, because there will always be people that just don't really strive to accomplish or achieve what it is that they may really want, where there are others that will work 24 hours a day, will work three jobs a week to obtain whatever it is that they're working hard towards. The problem we have today is that we have controllers who come in and steal the fruits of our labor rather than go out and make their own fruits. And during our country, from the time frame of Andy Jackson, right after Civil War, going into the early 1900s, we prospered greatly than we are today because we didn't have any national debt. The money system was lawful. There wasn't any debt-based currency. And Americans, there was competition. This is the other key. There was real competition where the best ideas were allowed to prevail, and you didn't have big corporations existing that would squash those inventors and those great ideas because they didn't want competition like it is today. And that's the problem we're having today. It's not so much because if you had gold or not that would cause the problems. It's the lawful money supply that's debt-free and allowing competition to always exist, real competition, not a phony competition, but a real legitimate competition where you're allowed to pursue your endeavors without being interfered upon by somebody else that's jealous, that doesn't want you to succeed because it's going to put them out of business.
Well, I entirely agree with that, Michael. Unfortunately, we have a system in America today where people are working for counterfeit money, and we all suffer under the illusion that we actually own property. And the truth is that we're squatters.
That's right.
And it's because of the system that was devised in 1913, and we were born into slavery. We're all serfs.
Gold.